rocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann, Parker, Prez, and Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week I take you back to 2012 to celebrate the birthday of Billy Strayhorn with our special guest, Todd Wilkinson. Those misfits in Washington get some straight talk from Dr. Pearl, and the sax therapist helps a couple heat up their Thanksgiving dinner. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
Please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good to see that everybody got off the couch.
Oh, yes.
Was able to move. I know it took me a while to get things going, but the tryptophan is still flowing.
Still flowing.
I'll try to do my best here, but we got a hot show tonight.
We've got a very hot show, I tell you what.
I think I'm going to be right with it. We got some good compositions.
You know what? If you haven't gotten dishes all done yet, this is some music to help you get moving. Yeah.
Absolutely. Good time for sure.
Pete, did you know that New York has a new gasoline rationing plan? In the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, motorists can only fill up every other day. Coincidentally, that's also Chris Christie's new diet.
Hey, did you hear about this diet coming from Taco Bell? You know, speaking of diets, they're introducing extra, extra large steak nachos. Yeah, featuring a triple portion of thick-cut steak, melted cheese, guacamole, and tortilla chips. Mm. Yeah, it goes right along with their new slogan, Think Outside the Belt.
That'll do it. Speaking of extra large, a huge bakery company called Bimbo may be stepping into Save Hostess. Let's think about this. Bimbo, ho-hos, ding-dongs. Sounds like an episode of Jersey Shore.
Get the music going.
Please.
With our own Nedra Dixon and David Bassett to sing a celebrated Billy Strayhorn composition, Take the A-Train.
Hurry, hurry, take the A-Train to find the quickest way to Harlem. If you take the A-Train, you're gonna find you got the quickest way to get to Harlem. Hurry, get on board, it's coming. Well, now listen to those rails a-humming. Get with it. If you take the A-Train, you're gonna find you got the quickest way to get to Harlem.
You must take the A train if you want to take a ride around the city. Brooklyn or Broadway train, you'll find that old New York is mighty, mighty pretty. Take your baby subway riding, that's where true love might be hiding. Forget your car or airplane, you'll find that you must take the A train.
Everybody get on board the A train. Come on, get on board.
Get to Harlem, yeah, beep, beep,
beep. If you take the AA train,
you're gonna find that everything's okay up in Harlem. Uptown ladies make a showing.
There's just one place to be going.
All aboard,
get on the A train.
If you wanna get to Harlem in a hurry.
Dixon, David Bassey, right there with the A-Train.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of the great American pianist and composer Billy Strayhorn. Born in Dayton, Ohio, Strayhorn moved to the Homewood section of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He was introduced to music by his grandmother, who played records on her Victrola for young Billy. Strayhorn attended Westinghouse High School, which also brought the world piano greats Errol Garner and Ahmad Jamal. At Westinghouse, Billy formed a piano trio that played daily on a local radio station as well.
Strayhorn was 23 years old when he met his idol, Duke Ellington. Billy showed the jazz master how he would have arranged an Ellington tune. The Duke was so impressed with the young talent that he invited Strayhorn to meet up with him in New York. That was the start of a collaboration that lasted 25 years as Billy Strayhorn arranged, composed, and even played piano for the Ellington Orchestra.
Chelsea Bridge, Take the A-Train, Something to Live For, and Lush Life, which he wrote as a teen back in Pittsburgh, are just some of the musical gifts our featured artist brought to the world of jazz. As Ellington once described him, Billy Strayhorn was my right arm, my left arm, all the eyes in the back of my head, my brainwaves in his head and his in mine.
Wow, we are going to spend the next hour playing some of the marvelous melodies composed and recorded by Strayhorn and Ellington. To help us get that done, we'll need our own great band leader and musicologist. That would be our special guest, tenor saxman Dr. Todd Wilkinson.
Welcome back to the show. It's good to have you back. It's been a while.
Thanks, Pete. It's good to be here.
Doctor, huh?
I'm afraid so.
Break that down for me.
Well, basically whatever ails you, I can give you 2 aspirin. And if it still hurts in the morning, I'll send you to see a specialist.
And somewhere in there you're going to prescribe some jazz, I'm sure.
I hope so, yes.
So what do you like about Billy's compositions as a musician?
Oh, these are just fabulous tunes. They're associated with Duke Ellington, and anything with Duke Ellington is good by me.
Absolutely. One of the first compilation albums that I ever got was one of those. Now, why the alto?
Well, again, with Duke Ellington, you've got the Johnny Hodges sound, which to me is really the alto sound of the swing era. It's just a fabulous thing. I wish I could sound like that. It's never going to happen for me. But
so what do you think you sound like?
Well... no comment.
You sound pretty good, Stud. I tell you what, we already heard you playing on Take the A-Train, but we're going to get you going right away and get some more music rolling. Hey, Joe, what are we going to start with?
This is one of those Billy Strayhorn tunes that hasn't been covered a lot, and so we're going to give this one a shot with Todd and Mike and Tyrone and myself. This is called Johnny Come Lately.
Mm-hmm.
jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your miserable, wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from Carl, who refuses to say where he's hiding. All right. He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I used to be the most powerful Elmer Fudd lookalike in the country. I got George W. Bush a job. The Koch brothers made me an honorary third cousin. Then I make one little bitty election night mistake on Fox News, and I get stomped on like a Chick-fil-A rapper at a gay pride parade. Dr. Pearl, what can I do to make rich people love me again? Or at least pay me to go away?
Oh, wow. Carl in hiding. I would be hiding, too, because a week before the election, the math you were using to get the numbers on the electoral, I'm sure donors got nervous then. But I will help you out because it's my job, and let's face it, man, you need help. Accepted, Roe v. Your pack's no longer super.
Oh.
Like Mitt Romney's rooftop dog, your career is in the scooper. They crowned you King Carl. You couldn't get much higher. But you know you hit rock bottom when Fox News calls you a liar.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
The GOP got beat.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Now you are gonna feel the heat.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Your donors save their receipts. Stop flipping, Carl. You're done.
Out of here.
Or make like,
sorry.
Make like Hostess and have a bake sale.
Yeah.
All right, the next letter is from Holly in Washington. She writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, my husband used to be a big, important general until he got caught putting his surge in the wrong occupied territory.
Uh-oh.
Now he sits at home all day playing Call of Duty with John Allen and sending pictures of himself wearing nothing but medals to girls named Paula and Jill. I'd like to dump him, but I'd lose my security clearance and have to go through airport scanners again. Ugh. Dr. Pearl, what's a girl to do?
Well, first of all, I'd rather do the security scanners than stick around in this situation. But my question is, who lets anyone email that much? That's just strange, honey. Solutions. I've got some for you. They're fairly direct. Here we go. Your hubby was 4-star and your life was really gravy. But then he started thinking with his little David. It's time to move on, girl. Hop in your car and drive it. No woman needs a general who can't control his private.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
He thought Broadwell was cute.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Had a Jill of ill repute.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
I'd give that guy the boot. You've been demoted, sir.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song.
30,000 emails from that Allen guy.
Is that not crazy?
It is.
That's weird.
Y'all don't go anywhere because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump. Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Billy Strayhorn, we celebrate the birthday of another jazz great, alto saxophonist and composer, Paul Desmond. Best known for his work with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, Desmond started out playing clarinet at the age of 12, switching to alto sax as a freshman at San Francisco State later. Drafted into the service, he joined the Army Band stationed in that city by the bay, and Desmond spent 3 years in the military, but never had to leave his hometown.
Legend has it that after a rocky start with Brubeck, Desmond talked his way back into the ensemble by offering to babysit Brubeck's 3 kids. That's how you keep a job.
Right.
Paul Desmond went on to write Take 5 for the Brubeck Quartet, one of the best-known jazz compositions in history. He also led his own groups and collaborated with saxophonist Jerry Mulligan, guitarist Jim Hall, and trumpeter Chet Baker.
Now here's Todd Wilkinson in the band with a Paul Desmond original, Wendy.
Thank you.
Todd Wilkinson, 12th Street Jump Band with Wendy. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the Kansas City Chiefs have had another bad week, how about these blues in the news?
The Stones are turning 50. It's the last time we might see them.
What? No!
What?
The young bands are so jealous. You know, they'd really like to be them.
If only they could.
Should have started 50 years ago.
This time their tour is sponsored by the Smithsonian Museum.
George Lucas sold to Disney, and he made a hefty buck.
I bet he did,
as always.
But in the next Star Wars sequel, old Skywalker's out of luck.
No.
Yeah, y'all can forget about Darth Vader. Now his father's Donald Duck.
Hostess and the Twinkies, so say your sweet goodbyes. Although the ones you ate last month are still sticking to your thighs.
If Texas wants to secede, President Perry won't refuse.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Strayhorn wrote it. Ellington recorded it. Now here's Todd and the band to perform Upper Manhattan Medical Group.
Thank you.
jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah, jazz.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. David Bassey, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Well, this is something right up your alley, Pete. A new jazz CD released by a beer company.
I'm listening.
Yeah, good beer, too. North Coast Brewing Company in Mendocino, California. And Baritone Monk from Claire Daly's Quartet. All the proceeds go to the Thelonious Monk Foundation and the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz. And that helps to support youngins who are playing jazz music.
Well, it's a good thing we got some.
I guess they'll drink beer someday, too,
that's
maybe.
Right. Keep them on the right track.
Star of Jupiter is a new one from guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel. Kurt Rosenwinkel with a two-CD set, Aaron Parks on the piano, Eric Revis on the bass, and Justin Faulkner on the drums. Groovy music for groovy people, Pete, like you.
I'll put in an application.
Very groovy people.
Now, besides Billy Strayhorn and Paul Desmond, we celebrate the birthdays this week of three important pianists: Scott Joplin, Teddy Wilson, and Jackie Terrasson. Trumpeters Chuck Mangione and Randy Brecker celebrate birthdays this week, along with cornetist Nat Adderley, Cannonball's brother. Drummer Billy Hart was born this week, along with sax greats Al Cohn and Gigi Grice. And it's the anniversary of the birth of one of Kansas City's finest, pianist and band leader Benny Moten. You know, his tune Moten Swing was the first time music was ever referred to as swing.
And it all happened in Kansas City.
That's right.
Yeah.
Y'all, to learn more about these cats, sign up on our website at 12thstreetjump.com for weekly e-blasts and more information. On our Facebook page, you can go to Spotify and check out a list of even more songs by our artist. You get information on upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and our very own YouTube channel as well, where you can watch this week's Blues in the News. It's all happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got such class. So I tip my hat and smile, crazy man, wild jazz.
Jazz. We'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This drum is jumping. It's really jumping. Come and cats and check your hats on me. This drum is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. Here in Kansas City, check out the Blue Room at the 18th and Vine Jazz District, or the Green Lady Lounge. Boston jazz fans dig Schuller's or the Beehive. Trios is your place in South Bend. And in Lansing, Michigan, it's always cool at the Exchange. South Florida hipsters stop by the WDNA Jazz Gallery, while Pittsburgh fans enjoy hanging out at the Crawford Grill. Have a drink and kick back and let the music wash over you at the Candlelight Lounge in Trenton, New Jersey. And out Ohio way, you know, check in for a good time at Jazz Central in Dayton or the Degage Jazz Club in Toledo. Out in the desert southwest, it can be hot at times, but
not as hot as the music going down at the Nash in Phoenix or Bobby's in Scottsdale. In Seattle, the place to be is the Jazz Alley. And further north, warm up with a dose of blues at the Taproot in Anchorage. Wherever you are, get out to support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here are Joe, Mike, and Tyrone to perform a beautiful Billy Strayhorn tune, Chelsea Bridge.
Thank you.
12th Street Jump Band with Chelsea Bridge.
You recognize that sound? I bet you've heard it 100 times. In the movies or on TV, whenever things get a little steamy, that's when the saxophone comes in. Making that music is a passionate, sexy, heart-pounding, General Petraeus, Paula Broadwell kind of gig. But hey, somebody's got to do it. And that's where I come in, Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. It was a cold Tuesday morning, bone-chilling cold. I was shaking like Chris Christie missing Twinkies. And that's when they walked in. She glistened like new fallen snow. He was plowed. They made the perfect couple. The lady did the talking.
Hi, I'm Tina. This is Ted. We're the Thompsons from Topeka.
Ted and Tina Thompson from Topeka. Huh, what brings you to this turgid tundra on a terrible Tuesday morning?
Turkey.
Turkey? The election's over, Ted. Mitt Romney went back to Massachusetts or Utah or wherever his money is.
No, the Thanksgiving kind. Ted ate too much turkey on Thanksgiving and we haven't done any gobbling since. I think it's that thing in turkey that makes you sleepy.
Tryptophan?
No, tequila.
I make my stuffing with tequila. It's supposed to make you horny. But it just makes Ted turn on the TV, tuck his hand in his trouser.
Turn on, Ted?
Tummy ache.
Well, let me get this straight. Ted and Tina Thompson from Topeka haven't tangoed since Turkey Day because Ted tucked into some tequila-tainted turkey, turned on TV, touched his trousers, and turned off Tina. Is that the trouble?
Typical. Can you help us?
Of course I can, ma'am. I'm Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Close your eyes, Ted. Imagine it's Thanksgiving again. Tina's fixing dinner and she pulls out her yams.
Yams. Yum.
You like my yams, Ted? They're big and hot and sweet.
Ooh, let me hold your yams, Tina. Let me hold your big, hot yams.
Oh, yeah? How about these thighs, Ted?
Oh, yeah, baby. I got plenty of stuffing for your thighs. I just have to move the legs.
Lift those legs up, Ted. Lift them up and give me that stuffing.
You know, I'm a leg man, Tina. I love those meaty legs.
Oh, that's it, Ted. That's it. I'm almost done. All I need is the gravy. Give me the gravy.
I got the gravy, Pastor Tina. Here comes the gravy.
I can feel it coming. Don't hold the gravy.
I'm basting, Tina. I'm your master baster.
Whoa, whoa, Ted, Tina. That's not what they mean by butterball. So Tina gave thanks for thighs, and Ted did the turkey trot again. By the time I got through with them, he was on her like chapstick on Mick Jagger. All in a day's work for Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. All right, let's enjoy the talents of our guest, Todd Wilkinson, on this tune that Paul Desmond recorded with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, The Duke. Thank you.
that's our show. Thanks to my co-host Pearl McDonald, this week's special guest Todd Wilkinson, and the 12th Street Jump Band. Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals. Chad Mize records and masters the show, with a little help from production assistant Brenna Hayes. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, find us online at Facebook and Twitter, or follow me at 12th Street Pete to stay hip on what's happening. And be sure to join us next week when we celebrate the music of Kansas City's own Kevin Mahogany with the man himself. It's going to be a good time. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.